Blog Talk Radio.
God made him who had no sin,
so that we might become his righteousness.
Instead of ourselves, he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
It's hard to believe we can be spiritually well,
so that we might become his righteousness.
The loving God tasted the essence of hell,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness. God in the flesh lived as a man,
will of the Father
fulfilling his plan. Jesus condemned, taking our place.
Now we are in him
and we'll see his face.
Instead of ourselves, he offered him,
so that we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
So that
we might become his righteousness.
Oh, oh, oh.
Holy God was offered for us,
so
we might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
Become his righteousness.
We might
become his righteousness.
We might become his righteousness.
Glory be to God. As we become his righteousness. Amen. We thank each and every one of you for joining me right here on Blog Talk Radio. I am your host, Prophetess Donnie Benson, and I am excited for today is the day that we take the time out of the year to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, oh God, for the Bible tells us in Psalms 107, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Amen. And so today, just for a few minutes, I wanted to say thank you. And I wanted to just take this moment to invite you all to take a pause before you begin to gather and celebrate with feast and thanksgiving. Just take a moment to reflect on being grateful and thankful that we are here on today, on this 26th day of November 2020. Certainly 2020 will be a year to remember as we begin to reflect on all the things that we have had to endure, all the things that we have witnessed, all the things that we have experienced. So call someone, text someone, tweet someone, and let them know that we are on the air. Hallelujah. Amen. So in this time of uncertainty, in this time of disaster for many around the world, in time of distress, in time of this ease, not just in your state, in your neighborhood, and not just your city or your town, but around the globe, we are all experiencing some dis-ease. We pray for those families who have lost loved ones, for many have gone to sleep, in this year. So, Father, we just pray. We thank you. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for this time. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for just being who you are, oh God, for being the Lord God who sits on the throne, for being the Alpha, the Omega, for being the beginning, the end, and all in between, for being our creator, the one who gives us breath. Oh God, we pray and we lift up those, oh God, who have lost loved ones. Hallelujah. Oh God, for it was not easy, oh God. Many died alone. Many died not able to hold hands with their family, say those last words. Many have passed away. But Father, we thank God because even in that, God, we know that there's a reason for all things, oh God. You said in Ecclesiastes 3, there's a purpose for everything under the sun, a time for everything. And Father, we thank you because your timing is just always perfect. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just ask that you give us comfort as we mourn those that have lost loved ones, oh God, and we celebrate life on today. We just come just to take a moment out of our day to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Amen. So, again, I just wanted to take this moment to reflect. And you may be even asking, well, woman of God, why should we give thanks when we're going through so much? We've not experienced this before. And you're right. But it doesn't mean that this is new. This is not, there's nothing new under the sun. It just may be new for us. And perhaps it's because God wanted to take time to remind us that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, that he is the Most High God, and that he is fully in control of everything. And so in this time of civil unrest, in times of social injustice, we still give God thanks. For the Bible tells us that he took note of our distress, and he even heard our cries. And for our sake, he remembered us because of our covenant. Remember, we are in covenant with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And for that, and out of his great love, the word of God says, he relented. And so it caused all who held them captive to show them mercy. And so we thank God for his mercy and his grace, because it still could have been another way. There are many who have survived. There are many of you who are still well. God has covered us. He's favored us. And even for those who have endured sickness, even COVID, I am not ashamed. I am a COVID survivor. And I want you to know, I believe that God allowed me to have that experience for a reason. Not necessarily because of being disobedient, but because someone has to have a testimony so that you know that we do serve a God who is a healer, and that we serve a God who is able to deliver us out of the hand of the enemy. He is able to keep us in time of trouble, in time of distress, in time of dis-ease, in time of uncertainty, in time of civil unrest, in time of social injustice, in time of feeling like we can't catch our breath or that our breath is being taken away. So I thank God that even though I struggled and my respiratory system was under arrest, and I fought for my life, I thank God I am here. And I thank God that you are here. And I believe that God has purpose for us. I knew that even though I struggled in my distress, in my time of sickness, I knew that God was near. And even though I was, quote unquote, in the hospital long, meaning that, you know, family members could not come and visit, and my children wasn't there, I was alone, but I wasn't alone because God was right there. And for that reason, on today, men and women of God, and those of you who don't even know Christ, remember that it is he that gives life, and it is he that taketh away. And so the word of God tells us in Psalm 107, verse 8, it says, let them give thanks to the Lord for he is for his unfailing love and his wondrous deeds for mankind. For he satisfies the thirsty and he fills the hungry with good things. And even though we are living in what we call perilous times right now, when the world is trying to figure out where are we, what are we doing, how do we get through this, remember to look to the hills which comes our help, knowing that our help comes from the Lord, not from man, not from church, from the building, not from your leader, but it comes from the Lord. And we honor our leaders. We honor the ministries that God has placed us with, the assignments that God has given us, the family that God has given us. But in all things we give thanks. And so over in Colossians chapter 3, verse 17 says, and whatsoever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to the God, the Father, through him. And it is, whether it's in deed, whether it's in word, no matter what it is that we're doing, no matter what the circumstance is, we still need to remember and be reminded that we give God thanks. Even right now, in this difficult time around the world, we can give thanks because of who God is. Apart from anything that God does, he is still worthy to be praised, men and women of God. God is glorious. He's awesome. God's character and his power is beyond anything that we could know, beyond our understanding, beyond our level of thinking. And so we give God praise for who he is. Psalms 106 tells us in one, praise God's character. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfastness and his love endureth forever. Forever. That means it's infinite love. His love, unlike our love in our humanity, is not based off of condition. It's not based off of what you can do for me or what you did unto me. In other words, it's not conditional. But his love endures forever. So men and women of God, we owe God, even in all of this, no matter what your circumstance may be, no matter what you're going through, whether it be subject to whatever the mental thing you may be going through because we're in the house. Give it over to the Lord, for he is able to do exceedingly above all that we could ever ask or think. And so we pray for those who may be struggling mentally, emotionally, because we're in the house. We still, in all of that, not only do we pray unto the Lord to guide us and lead us through our dark place, our lonely place, our place of uncertainty, and while we're searching and seeking for answers and searching and seeking for direction, we give God thanks. We give him thanks because of what he has done. Even in times of trial, we can count our blessings and we can name them one by one and what God has done. James 1 and 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father. Ha-ha. So we should give thanks for life and breath and for the gift that God has given us for our family. And on and on and on. For our job. Many have lost jobs. Many have lost income. Many have lost loved ones. But, and we pray for them and we ask God to heal our hurt, our heart, as we mourn the loss of many, those with cancer, those who were sick in their bodies. Some people died because they were in a car accident, or, you know, my heart was heavy for the loss of Bishop Rance Allen. I love Bishop Rance Allen. He died because he had surgery and he got a blood clot. And so many, many have died. But we still give God thanks because we're here. We give God thanks for the life and the legacy that they have left us, the memories that we have to share and ponder and think and memorize. We thank God for despite whatever else is going on, we give him thanks because you know why? He's still blessing us even in the midst of this, people of God. We give God thanks because in God we have hope and we still have a future. Hallelujah. He allows us to go through hard times because it builds up our most holy faith and it gives us strength when we are weak. I mean, really hard times. And I believe no matter whether you know God or whether you don't, whether you believe in Christ, you have to admit that these are really are hard times for so many people for so many different reasons. This is a fact. But whatever happens to us this life, we still have hope for something better. And for those of us who are in the house who know Christ, we have a future and a hope. It's not, we're just passing through. Remember, this house, this flesh that we wear, it's temporary. Amen. It's temporary. And so 1 Peter 1 and 6, Peter tells us, for a little while, amen, we've been grieved by various trials. Just before that, he said, in this you still rejoice. Why they rejoice in their trials, you ask? Why should we rejoice when we're going through? You know why, men and women of God? We rejoice because of what he has, what Peter just mentioned in verses 4 and 5 of 1 Peter chapter 1. It says, they have an inheritance that is imperishable, undefiled, and unfading, kept in heaven, a salvation ready to be revealed in the last days, in the last time. And so when we look back over our life and we reflect on the hard times, the loss of a relationship, the loss of a parent, the loss of a child, the loss of job or income, whatever that loss is, God is still able to give us more than what we've lost, overflowing. He'll open up a heaven and pour out a blessing more than what we can even handle, what we can receive, what we can hold. This hope puts things in perspective for us as Christians, as leaders, as believers. Yes, will we go through? Of course we will. This is just the beginning. So don't let this hard time right here unravel you, because there's more to come according to the word of God. And so I don't come to give you false hope. I come to give you the hope of Jesus Christ. Because even though some are experiencing harder times than others, we still know that we will be blessed in the world to come. We'll be blessed. God will give us rest. He'll give us peace. So on today, I'm asking you to seek the peace of God, even in the midst of these hard trials, in this hard space, in this dark hour. Because as the Lord has blessed me, men and women of God, I have now published my first book, In That Dark Place. And if you're interested, you may cash at me, $ capital V as in victory, because we do have victory even in our dark place, in our hard times, in our trials, in our tribulations. If you look unto the hills, there is light and there is victory. We are not defeated. Lowercase a, oh, victory against all odds. That's dollar sign, capital V, lowercase a-a-o. If you are interested in this publication that the Lord has allowed me in the midst of a pandemic, people of God, God allowed me to finish a work, something that's been sitting on the shelf for a long time. See, if we focus on not what's around us, but the gift and the call and the purpose and the blueprint that God has on the inside, He allowed us to come in the house so that we could refocus and reset, realign ourselves with the Lord. We're in the house because we got it wrong. And so we thank God because He gave us an opportunity to repent and realign ourselves, and so that we can birth out the gift and our purpose. So I thank God for allowing me to finish an 8-year project in that dark place. And even in the testament to this autobiography is that, and for those of you who know my story, is that even though it was a hard place, it was hard time, God was right there, and I gave Him thanks. I had lots of questions, and the publication is a testament that in these hard times, we give God thanks. We give God thanks because God can use difficulties to bless us. God is able to bring good out of our pain, men and women of God, our suffering, our tears. Does it mean that God causes our pain? Only that God is greater than whatever harm befalls us. That's what it means. So whatever caused your pain, God is able to heal, deliver, and set free. And for that, we give God thanks. Because if we never knew what pain, disappointment, dis-ease, distress was, we wouldn't even acknowledge that we do have a God who is able to heal, deliver, set free. And that the Word of God reminds us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Didn't say it wouldn't form. He just said it wouldn't prosper. So what I love about the Lord is that He made a way for us, and He gave us power and dominion. He gave us authority over our atmosphere to decree and declare that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and that every tongue that rises against us, it shall not come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And so we give God thanks. Paul makes this point in Romans 8 and 26, and he says, and we know that for those who love God and all things work together for good, for those who are called according to His purpose. Did you hear that? See, God knows that all things work together for our good. So even though it may look like, feel like, appear to be, and experiencing things that may be painful and tough, these weighty trials are but a light affliction, because we know that God works those things out for our good. But remember, I have said all the way back to the beginning of the year, 2020 is the year of vision with clarity. It is the year of an open mouth, not just for the prophet, But it's a year that the world will begin to speak out, cry out, because God is calling for a solemn assembly. And as we are now here in November, going towards the year end, God still hears our cry. And so he's realigning the things that we allow to be out of order, because God is still forgiving. He's still merciful and grateful. And for that, we give God thanks. We give God thanks because God gives us the strength to do so. Hallelujah. As Jesus said, the flesh is weak. And so when we suffer, we easily give up in despair. Some of you may be listening. You may be on your last leg. You may be feeling like, I'm just going to throw in the towel, because it appears that nothing seems to be working out for you. You've lost your job. You've looked for another. You've lost your car, your transportation. You've lost your income. You've lost your parents. You've lost your child, your loved one. You've almost lost your mind. I come today, I bid you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't throw in the towel, but look unto the heel, which comes our help. Because, spirit, the flesh is weak. And so when we suffer, we easily give up in despair. But remember, Jesus goes to say that the spirit is willing, according to Mark 14 and 38. The spirit can strengthen us to give thanks even in our difficult times. Amen, somebody. I've got 3 minutes. And so, in Habakkuk 3 and 19, I'm giving you scripture because I don't want you to be without tools and weapons that allows you to be strengthened and equipped. We go through difficult times, not just now, but in the future. So Habakkuk 3 and 19 says, after rejoicing in difficult times, the prophet tells us, God the Lord is our strength. He makes our feet like the deer. He makes us tread on high places. It is the Lord who enables us to rejoice in hard times. And so, men and women of God, thank you for listening. And as we celebrate Thanksgiving, as we rejoice, don't give up because we are in hard times, but be thankful for allowing us to have breath and strength and be in our right mind, to be in a place where we can rejoice, that we didn't wake up on our cooling bed, that He still is blueprinting our life out and giving us a roadmap. So as we move and advance in the kingdom, remember to give thanks in all things. God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Happy Thanksgiving. Amen and amen.